Letterman and Tonight Show. Very funny guy. Rich Hall is going to be here next week. Tickets going very fast for all those shows. All right. Now with that out of the way, folks, you guys ready for your headliner tonight? He deserves a whole lot better than that. You ready for your headliner tonight, folks? Coming to the stage right now, one of the top comics in the country right now. This guy, one of my favorite acts. Might have caught him. He has his own HBO special, his own Showtime special. He's been seen everywhere. Let's get him up here right now. He's got a brand new movie coming out called Juicehead, which will be out next year. A very, very funny Mr. Dana Gould, everybody.
Let's have a nice round of applause for all your other performers tonight. Jim, Pat, Frank, everybody. I have Pat every show. Somebody is named Pat every show. Jim, Tim, and Pat. How are you?
Woo!
Booby dooby. Well, here's the show tonight. And when we get to here, you leave. And this bit's gonna fucking kill. Every time, it just wipes it out. Just in case you... Where are we? Oh, Dana Gould. Good. Then eventually, we're sorry he's not funny. IBM down 3.25. Comedy and NASDAQ ratings. You guys have to have some sort of uniform air-conditioned theory here in Chicago. I walk outside, it's hot. Walk in one building, freezing cold. My nipples burst through my clothing. And I go into another, it's temperate. My hotel is so fucking cold. Elves building toys in the elevator. Unbelievable. I try to open the window and the nurse. They have nurses at my hotel. Welcome to the hotel. We're going to take your rectal temperature now. Well, don't tip. They're happy to do it. Oh, thank you. The joke's not funny now. I screwed it up. I was going to say, open up the window. The maid burst in and put that window down. Sit there and be cold. Good thing I didn't do it, because it sucked. Oh, just checking the board, make sure. Sorry. You know. Dana Gould real quick. It's nice to be in Chicago, though. I really like this town, and I'm from Boston originally. That's where I started off. Really, started doing comedy in Boston. I was really poor when I started out. I lived in a little studio apartment over an adult cake store named Caligula's Fist. And I was so poor that for 3 months I lived off day-old chocolate cocks. So hard times were. Got a bomb up. I had to melt him down before I could really dig into him. I got him to look like the Liberty Bell with a knapsack on. But they have. That's what I love about America, is you can get anything. We have adult X-rated cake stores. One day a guy, we need a cake that looks like tits. Jesus Christ, you're right. How do the settlers get by without these? It's amazing. You know, remember Underwood Deviled Ham? Remember eating that when you were poor? Lazy mom lunches, under a deviled ham mayonnaise on white bread, like a kitty starch bomb. Little can of a meat product with a little devil on it, a happy little devil label. I really admire that advertising executive, though. We need a logo for the company, some lovable mascot. What about Satan? The devil and ham, I like it. Tate, you've got a good thing with this man, Stevens. Now, why is my wife a mule? And it's amazing. And how people sell ideas. Remember the show Banana Split? Remember the Banana Splits? No, you make a TV show, you have to pitch a television program. You have to, what's the show about? You know, when they made Charlie's Angels, Aaron Spelling went in. What's the show? 16.